9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, our guy Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
What are you doing the off season? You working still?
Well, this is usually my nap time, so I gotta say you guys should feel pretty honored that I chose to come on at 9 instead of taking a nap.
Honored. He graced us with his presence.
Was he big time with us now? Honored. Honored that I don't hit click up.
He go right back to bed. What are you talking about?
Now, Jacob, this off season, man, is a very, I think, probably one of the more engaged off seasons in recent Oriole history in terms of fans wondering and anticipating what they're going to do. Do you expect a lot of activity by this organization this offseason?
No, you're right. This offseason is interesting because I think the range of outcomes are so wide. I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and they don't do much in free agency, because that's just the way it's been around here. At the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and spend $100 million because they have a new owner and they have money to spend. And so it's been quite some time since we've gone into an off season where we don't really know what can happen, and the outcomes are so wide. For me, I am expecting them to do some stuff this off season. We've already seen it with some of the coaching changes thus far. And, you know, I don't want to give, you know, I think the fact that they haven't spent a lot so far is the fault of many people. But this is truly Mike Elias's first off season. Because in the past I think most people would admit that he was sort of doing the job with one hand tied behind his back. And so I'm really curious what he chooses to do and how he wants to run this organization now that he basically does have an actual owner and somebody who is willing to spend money on this team.
Do you think it's a lot of trades that we're talking about? Because like free agency for us has always been, what's left? What are we going to get? And now I think that has to change. I'm not fully expecting them to push all their chips in the middle with Corbin Burns or with Santander, even though I'd like to see those guys come back. But it makes me wonder how they're going to get some of these things done, because they do appear to have somewhat of a logjam maybe in the outfield. What are your thoughts, what they actually do in the offseason?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it's not as clear. It's not like you go into the offseason going, oh, they need a third baseman. You know, they don't really have that. I think you go into it saying, okay, they could probably use a starting pitcher, somebody that could slot in near the top of their rotation because they're losing Corbin Burns. And then, of course, they need bullpen help. But from there, it's like, okay, you've got these young guys that can step in at, you know, Coby Mayo and Haston Kerstad. I think it's a little bit more complex in that I think it's both. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a couple of trades and then they sign some people, right? I think you used the term pushing your chips to the middle. I would agree with that in terms of Corbin Burns. With Santander, it's a little bit different. You know, to re-sign him, I don't think it's going to take a ton. I mean, it depends, right? If the New York Mets lose out on Juan Soto, and then they give Anthony Santander 5 years, $125 million. Like, I think most Orioles fans are going to understand that and say, you know, the Orioles weren't going to pay over $100 million for Santander. But if another team, especially a team in the division, signs Santander for 3 for $66 and the Orioles don't sign him, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow. And so this team can afford to bring back Anthony Santander. And after what happened in the second half with the offense, I think it makes a lot of sense to at least entertain that possibility.
Wait a minute. So you don't think the Orioles will spend $100 million on Anthony Santander?
I don't want to speculate, but I don't think they're going to – let me phrase it this way. I don't think they're going to overspend to bring back Anthony Santander. And so whatever you view overspending for him to be, I don't think they're going to do that. I'm probably a little bit lower on what his market is going to be this offseason.
I think he's $20 to $25 million, and at the age of 30, I would not sign a 3-year contract. I'm going to whoever giving me a four or five year contract. So at that number, that's $100 million.
Right. I think for me, I'd be surprised if he got 5 years, and I'd be surprised if he got over $100 million. But again, with the market, you just never know what it's going to be. In recent years, for hitters, especially hitters like Santander, who really aren't great defensively, and they're not, you know, he's just really a power guy at this point. He's not a high on base guy. You don't see the market for those guys be crazy, but at the same time, you just never know. All it takes is one team.
I hope you're right. I'm betting on you being right. I hope you're right as we're here with Jacob Calvert-Meyer from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com.
So watching the postseason here, I mean, we've heard everything about the Orioles. They need to do this, they need to do that. The one thing that I thought would have been nice to have, but we really weren't screaming a ton about it at the trade deadline, was a veteran bat to go along with this. Is that something you see them acquiring in the offseason?
Yeah, probably. I don't know in what
capacity.
What looks like. Could they trade for the veteran bat? Maybe do they trade somebody that's currently on the roster and then go out and sign that guy? Possibly. I think one of the more noteworthy aspects of the end of season press conferences was when Brandon Hyde talked about Ben Zobrist and when he was with the Cubs in 2015, 2016, and they had this 36-year-old Ben Zobrist who Joe Maddon hit fourth. And just a really solid veteran hitter. I don't think it was a coincidence that for whatever reason, when Brandon Hyde was asked about the offense, in his mind popped up, man, I wish I had Ben Zobrist this season. And so I don't think there's a Ben Zobrist on the market, but if there is, or if they view somebody like that, I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and get that person.
Jacob Calvert-Meyer. Jacob, what are you working on right now, man? Just chilling on the home front?
Mostly just chilling, looking at some off-season stuff. I find this playoff race pretty interesting because you just never know how the postseason is going to go, but seven of the eight series thus far have been won by the team that has the higher payroll. Spending money does not guarantee you anything, but it is one of the few things that is correlated with winning. And so if you want to win baseball games, if you want to win championships, you have to spend money on your team.
There's no doubt about it. Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on. Thank you, Jake.
All right, buddy. That's the man, Jacob Calvert-Meyer, 410-583-1057. That's the number.
He was almost the man that got hung up on.
No, I would have never done that to him.
He's awesome.
Busted chops with him. It's interesting what he thinks the value of the market of Anthony Santander is. Do you find that interesting?
I think it's a little bit better than what maybe Jake thinks it is. Just because you have to look at the market. It's Juan Soto, and then after that, who's the next guy?
The price is going to be up because of where it starts.
That's why.
It's like an NBA mentality for this offseason.
Yeah, and then by the way, let's say there were six outfielders out there, and five of them were better than Santander, and he hits the open market. If he's the last one left, he might even get more money then because of the team that doesn't want to miss out on him. Right. So you just have to wait and see how the first dominoes fall in free agency, and then it lets you know what's going to happen the rest of the way.